So my presentation today is going to be quite different than what we've seen so far. I'm going to be presenting the Medicare Data Portal and the IP Inpatient Hospital Cost Explorer and their visualization tools. And it's a lot better when I can do this live on the web, but it's not possible at this conference, so I'm going to do my best to show you some static screenshots and talk about what the sites can do. So Health Landscape is a division of the American Academy of Family Physicians. We work closely with the Robert Graham Center, which is the policy arm of the Academy. And we work at the kind of the intersection of health disparities, geography, and then health informatics. So one of the things that we do, or the major things that we do, are to take big data, take data sets, put them out on the web as data visualization tools. And most of our tools are free tools that anyone can access. But one of the big things that we do is put that data out there for people to understand, for researchers, the public, whoever. So we're a big part of the kind of big data movement and building tools for the purpose of data visualization. So what is open data? And I haven't heard much discussion about this at this conference. There's a big movement towards releasing all kinds of data to the public. And the government is behind a lot of these big pushes. And health is one of the areas where data is being released faster than we know what to do with, really. So it's important to get this data out there, and we're finding all kinds of great uses for these data. So people are building tools, entrepreneurs are taking this data and doing things to help population health outcomes, to improve a number of different areas. So we kind of feel like as part of our mission is to take these data, make them accessible to the public, to researchers, and then put them out on a website that kind of shows the importance of geography, the importance of geographic variation. So these are a number of the tools that we have. All the ones on here are free tools that anyone can access. So as part of the mission of the Academy, we put out these tools that take all kinds of different types of data. So we have tools for Cincinnati, tools for the world, tools for North Carolina. UDS Mapper is a tool that has all the community health center data for the U.S. It's a mapping tool. You can create service areas, do a number of different things. So there's all these different sites. Feel free to check them out. They're all free and have a lot of really good data. So today I'm actually going to present one of our most recent creations that I'm actually still putting the finishing touches on. It has a lot of the Medicare data that's been released. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid has released just tons and tons of data over the last few years. If you're familiar with the Dartmouth Atlas, they've been doing this for quite a while and making maps kind of showing the importance of geographic variation. So where you live matters in terms of healthcare spending, healthcare outcomes, and things like that. So we're kind of pushing this a little bit farther and taking more of that data that's been released. So some of the things we're trying to do is how to make sense of all this data. We're talking about millions of Medicare beneficiaries, hundreds of indicators, multiple years of data, multiple geographic boundaries. So you have hospital data, you have data for physicians, you have data at the county level, the hospital referral region level, the state level. So how do you take all this data and make sense of it? And also deciding which of these indicators are important. So the two tools that I'm going to show you some pieces of today are the Medicare Data Portal and the Inpatient Hospital Cost Explorer. So the Medicare Data Portal takes data from the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare's geographic variation file. So it's a public use file that anyone can access. Chronic conditions data warehouse, which is a lot of really good data for Medicare. And also we're pulling a lot of the Dartmouth data that's available. The Inpatient Hospital Cost Explorer is something that's actually built on top of the Medicare Data Portal and has a lot of the inpatient hospital charge cost for the U.S., for hospitals. And so what CMS did, they released for all the hospitals that bill Medicare what hospitals charge patients, Medicare patients, for all the top 100 diagnoses, and then also what they pay hospitals for these diagnoses. So you can see what they charge, and also the difference between what they charge and what Medicare pays them. And then we also brought in some hospital compare data that shows patient satisfaction at the different hospital levels. So what does it tell us? The Medicare Data Portal, hundreds of indicators, state, county, hospital referral region levels, data for the Medicare population, chronic conditions, utilization, a number of different types of things. So what it can actually do is allows you to visualize Medicare data. So we know a lot of things are important. We know that costs are important. We know that certain health outcomes are really important. But how do they compare when you put them on a map and then show the geographic variation And then I'll also show you some things that allow you to do some basic statistical analyses as part of this system as well. So this is the Medicare data portal. Like I said, this works much better when I can do this live. So it's always a challenge at conferences because the internet's always so notoriously awful. So I'm not even going to try. I tried to mess with it before. It didn't really work out very well. So I'll show you some screenshots of what it looks like. So this is the Medicare data portal. You open it up, and you can see these various categories of data that are available. So I just took a few different indicators. I'm going to show you kind of their variation, talk about some things related to those. So the first one of the indicators we have are dually eligible. So Medicare beneficiaries that are also eligible for Medicaid. So you can see on this map how they vary across the United States at the state level. I noticed my legend got cut off, but for all of them, actually. So the states in darker blue have a higher percent of population that are dually eligible. So that's interesting. But really, is that helpful at the state level? I don't know. So we can actually drill down to different geographies. This is at the hospital referral region level, and it's a geography that was created by the Dartmouth group, where they aggregated zip codes based on hospital service areas. It's not a complicated definition, but more than we have time for today. But it's a separate geography that's supposed to encompass kind of hospital service areas. So that's dually eligible by HRR. And you can kind of see some different patterns emerging through Appalachia and through the South, where we are right now. And this is actually, you can drill even deeper, and they produce all this data at the county level. So now we can actually see, this is drilled into Kentucky, eastern Kentucky, the southeast a little bit. So you can see those darker colors, the darker shades of blue represent higher rates, higher percentages of dually eligible population. So for literally over 100 indicators, you could do this at these multiple geographies. They're not available for all the geographies, but for most they are. So you can actually take this data, map it, show some different patterns, but you can also look at bar graphs. You can see how the different geographies, whether it's counties or hospital referral regions, how they stack up next to each other based on the national benchmark is the line in gray there. So you kind of see how your state or how your area stacks up against maybe peer counties or peer groups. We also have trend data. So you can look at these trends over time. So you can see how well, so maybe there's an increasing Medicaid population in an area or whatever reason, an increasing population that's eligible for Medicaid in certain areas. So you can kind of see if that is available, how you can track these trends. One thing I didn't show is that all this data is available for download. So if you just want the data, you can come to the site and you can export the data and do whatever you'd like with it. So a lot of different options for these. Another thing you can do with the data portal is create side-by-side maps. So you can compare two different indicators. So this map here on the left is a different variable, looking at the percent of Medicare beneficiaries that see a primary care physician within 14 days of discharge. That's on the left. On the right-hand side is the readmission rate. So you kind of see an inverse relationship here between the beneficiaries actually going to a primary care physician on the left, and on the right, whether or not they are readmitted within 30 days to a hospital. So one of the missions of the Academy is increasing access to primary care. So a lot of our analyses is focused on that. So you kind of see an inverse relationship. But in this map, it's really hard to get really heavy takeaways from this. What you can do is you can actually bring the indicators together. You can do this all on the site. So now we basically, by percentiles, smash two indicators together. So those areas in blue are areas where you have high readmission rates and high percentage of beneficiaries seeing a primary care physician. The areas we're really interested in are those areas in red and areas in light blue. Areas in red, like I said, my legend's cut off here, but areas where you have high primary care physician rate visits but low readmission rates. And the areas in the light blue or light greenish color are areas where you have low primary care physician visits and high readmission. So areas where you need to maybe increase access to primary care physicians and things like that. So that's the Medicare data portal. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about the Hospital Cost Explorer, which has been a lot more challenging as far as building this site and making it useful for people, because we're talking about 4,000 hospitals, 100 different diagnoses, but also three different variables for this diagnosis. So we're talking a lot of data to work with and to get out into the public. So the site you're going to see today only has 12 of the most common diagnoses, to separate into four categories, and it also has some hospital compare data looking at patient satisfaction. Yes. No. So for the hospital compare data, the patient satisfaction, we actually don't even show the real data or the actual raw data. For the hospital compare, I only took two of the variables because of part of that reason, because the data is a little bit spotty in certain areas. And I'll show you an image here in a second where all I put in was whether or not it was recommended by more than 75% or not recommended by a certain percent. It's kind of a filtering the hospitals out. But it's a good point to bring up with the hospital compare data. If anybody's not familiar with it, it's huge amounts of data, but a lot of it is spotty, I would say, and a lot of it's kind of missing in different areas. But it's a huge resource for data. So this is what it looks like for the Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana regions here. So each of those dots that you see is a hospital. And you notice they're in red, green, and yellow. So what we did is, there's a scoring system that we created that you can modify, any way you want, but it's a scoring system that was created to try to capture, across the four categories that we have, whether or not the hospital has high cost or has high charges for the Medicare population. So the hospitals in red are have high cost, hospitals in green have low cost, hospitals in yellow have average cost. I'll talk more about how that was done. So when you scroll over one of these dots, you can actually see the hospital, get some basic data about contact information, address, things like that. But you also get the 12 different indicators if there's data available, so you can see what the hospital charges patients for these diagnoses. And if they're, and notice these are all green here, but they could be green, yellow, or red. And we just broke that out. We didn't have any useful benchmarks or thresholds to use that we could find, so I just did it by quartiles. So if it was in the lowest quartile, it's green. If it was in the highest quartile, it was red. Anything else is yellow. So this has three greens and then no data. So if it's a green, it's a green dot, meaning it has relatively low cost for hospitals for these various indicators. So we can also do, this is just another example, another hospital that has high cost for a number of different things. On the right-hand side of the screen here, you can see, you can actually filter it by whether or not patients recommend this hospital. So the idea was, which has been really tough to implement, the idea was to look at hospital costs and also compare patient satisfaction. So a hospital may have really low cost, but really poor results as far as patient satisfaction, or vice versa. So the idea is to build this tool that will allow researchers, but also the public, to come in here and make some decisions based on these data. The last thing that you can do, actually, one of the newer things that we've built for this, is to do some basic statistical analyses. So you can actually take the indicators in the Hospital Explorer and do some correlations, do some ANOVAs, do some chi-squares, depending on the kind of data that you have available. So here what you're looking at is the outcome variable, which is in the upper right-hand corner, is diabetes. So what hospitals charge for diabetes diagnosis. And then your predictor, you can choose among the hospital data, or we have a huge data library that's also part of the site that you can compare against. So it's mostly county-level data. So you can compare the relationship between hospital cost and some kind of indicator at the county level. And this is just showing hospital costs for diabetes related to diabetes incidence. So you can see that the trend line at the bottom of the screen, you get some basic statistics. But you could do this for any number. There's literally thousands of indicators within that data library. So this is another tool that we're trying to expand to get some more data in here to make more useful for researchers. The last thing you can do is you can actually combine the tools. So it's on the same site. You can make a map using the Medicare data portal showing the percent prevalence of diabetes at the county level, and then you can overlay the hospital data to see hospital charges for whatever diagnoses on top of that data. And you can do this for any of the number of the indicators that make up the sites. It's one of the advantages of the way we've been creating these sites, that you can overlay these multiple tools. We actually have a number of other tools that you can bring in. I don't have any slides for it, but you can also geocode on top of this. So if you had your own data, you could bring that in and geocode on top of it. If you had your own thematic data, like say zip code data, some kind of aggregate data, you could bring that into the site as well and overlay that with the data that's already available on this site. So some conclusions. Data visualization is really important to be able to demonstrate, to show that geographic variation on these different number of indicators. The site I showed today was mostly Medicare population, is really important. So what we try to do is make these sometimes complex data, and make them more useful, more accessible to really anyone, but aim for researchers and for the general public. The ability to combine multiple data sets. So if there's data available, we tend to try to build it or put it into these different sites. Some of the challenges I've already talked about a little bit. How do you bring all these various sources of data? I mean, there's thousands of data indicators that we didn't put into the site because it's too challenging, or we haven't figured out what is most important, what are the things we really need to include. Another thing is, which I'll ask to you all, how could we build this site to make it more useful for you all, for public health officials, people that are interested in public health? So it's always been a challenge figuring out how these sites are being used and how they could best be used with the different data that we put together. In the future, so I'm actually working on a similar thing with the hospital charge data, but looking at hospital readmissions. So you can see where readmission rates are high. We can also filter by those hospitals that have been penalized under the Affordable Care Act for having too high readmissions, and whether or not their penalty increased. And there's a lot of other data that's available that could be added to these tools that I'm already working on. Hopefully we'll have out in the near future. And that's all I have. Yes. There are a number of indicators within the Hospital Compare database. I actually didn't put together the Hospital Compare stuff for this. My colleague who was supposed to present actually did that, but there are a number of other indicators that are available. But like I said before, it may vary on your region in the hospital how well they report the data. But I know within the Hospital Compare data set there are dozens of different metrics that they track, a lot of which are related to patient satisfaction. And some of them are very specific about discharge instructions, about how well the doctor communicated with them, how well the nurse's staff was friendly to them. There's a large range of indicators that are available. And if you have any questions, send me an email. I can show you exactly where to look for that data. Yep. So I tried to filter out those, but unfortunately in a lot of that data, there's not an easy way to do it. So the data organized, sometimes they're not the most friendly way as far as taking out things like that. So in some cases you may see that. If you scroll over, you notice that that's a trauma center. It's things you have to just take into account when you're looking at the data. But there are things we try to always correct for and filter out when we can, but it's not always easy. Yes? No.
Okay. Yeah. So two things. Hospital Care also has tons of quality indicators like proximal care, AMI, and readmission, and all that. The second thing is the inpatient hospital tour. Is that just Medicare population, or is that all?
It's just Medicare population. Just limited to the data that's available. Unfortunately, most of the hospital data that's available is for the Medicare population. Yes. So the back end is ArcGIS server, which if you're familiar with ESRI, it's the company as far as mapping, although there are a lot of open source options out there now. But the back end is ArcGIS server, and then Health Landscape is actually a platform that our company built years ago. So everything is built on, we call the Health Landscape platform. So like I said, there's dozens of tools and sites that we have, but yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Dr.